we all have to get on with each other. I think that was a big part of the success last year, you know. We all got on, we all worked hard for each other on the pitch, and we all got on well off the pitch. And if you get a bond like that, then it's a route to success, I think. You know, you're going to be on good terms with everyone and get on with everyone, and you put that extra little graft. We're not a team of, you know, individuals wanting everything for themselves, which is, you know, could be the downfall of some teams. But, you know, we're all in it together, and we all want to work hard for each other, and we're just one unit, really. Well, and that's what it was last year, and this year will be the same.
Did the fans play any part in how much you wanted to stay at Sheffield Wednesday? Because they've really taken to you.
I think the fans make the club so big, you know, as it is. You know, without the support, I don't think without support, it's not a big club, but the support you get is phenomenal. So, you know, the supporters make the club out of the club the size it is, which is massive. You know, I'm already trying to put the fixtures for away tickets because I know there's going to be none left. When I came in December, there was none going for away matches. So this is another league, a better standard of competition. So all the tickets will go again. So it's key to the club, not to myself, but to the club that the support keeps coming. And I know the players don't take it for granted, and we all want to do well for them and for the club.
There's been a few additions to that back four. There will be some different faces that you're going to be playing behind. Now, what do you make of the additions there, the likes of Anthony Gardner, that are going to come to this club?
I think, you know, they're all experienced. Like I said before, the manager's got an eye for a player, so he's going to bring in good experience, good young... he's going to bring in a range of players that are all going to add to the squad. So I welcome it all, and I'm sure everyone at Sheffield does as well.
Just finally, what have you been up to this summer? You said that you've been away on holiday. What's an off-season like for Stephen Bywater? What do you get up to?
With two children, he's very, very busy. So I'm not really a flyer, so I stay in this country and I enjoy all the beaches and all the things that England and Wales have to offer. And that's me, just getting my car, fill the car up and off we go. So that's what I've been doing. I've been going down to Cornwall, into Angles there. So, yeah, it's been good. It's been busy. So I can't, you know, and it's been exciting looking at the fixture lists and seeing what dates are going where we are at Christmas with the family and stuff. So it's good to have a bit of a switch-off time. But I think now that it's coming to a pre-season, you start to think about, you know, the season ahead.
Would it be too bold to say that Wednesday could win promotion again?
Yeah, it's early days, you know. You say in the last 10 games of last season, can we do it, can we do this, can we do that? And the last 10 games, there's lots of twists and turns. Now, 46 games ahead, there's even more twists and turns. But all I know is that the chairman's back in the club and he's done it before, and the manager's back in the club and before, and the Sheffield Wednesday supporters have backed the club and they've seen it before. So why can't we have a bit of success? You never know, do you? But I think it's too early to say, you know, we're going to do it or we're not going to do it, you know. But I know that with the squad that we've got and the players we have, we can do some real, it can be really exciting times.